time is.
It's Pastor Adam's podcast.
Good day, everybody. We're back. Another podcast devotional. And I want to start with this. It's been a while. We haven't seen this in quite some time, but I gotta bring out the bloopers from church service. So check this bumper out.
Lord Jesus.
Now, it's been probably months since I had a blooper reel, you know, entry to share with everybody. And it's not because there hasn't been mistakes here and there, just nothing worthy of really, you know, broadcasting to the world the mistakes that were made on Sunday. And it's me. But here's the thing. I got to keep the blooper reel going because I still need the threat from the team, you know, like that they could end up here with me pointing out some embarrassing, you know, mistake that has been made in service. I could have done one a couple weeks ago with the camera crew that were clearly sleeping on the job. This one is me, and I'll play it for you in a second. It's the worst part is it's the opening of church service. This is the first thing you hear. You know what they say about first impressions? Well, this was a bad first impression. And here's what happened. I'm going to explain what happened because I know. Because the countdown happened and then the drummer clicks us in and it like click two, you know, we go to four before I come in. My mind goes blank. Like I don't, it's like one, two, I don't know what song we're doing. I don't know what I'm supposed to be playing. I know that my hands are in a place that I think is right, but I can't come up with anything. And so I just start doing something and I should have probably just not done anything. I should have just been like, let me wait till the Spirit tells me what I'm supposed to do because I sure don't know. And then eventually I figure it out and I go into it. And the funny thing about this thing is it starts out terrible, like I said. And then I look up at everybody as I'm playing it after that. And I'm like, yeah, I know you guys heard that. You heard it. It was stupid. But so without further ado, here it is.
Good morning, Corn Dorn. Let's stand together and worship our Lord and Savior on this Sunday.
It's embarrassing. You can't do that on the opening notes. That's crazy. That's just, come on, man. Got to do better. But my brain was not functioning. That's all I can say. I don't know. So moving on, I want to talk about this. Yesterday, got my hair cut. That's why I'm looking so fresh and clean right now. But here's my morning routine. I work out in the morning, you know, I go to Planet Fitness. I'm pretty sure that a couple of their AC units that they have aren't working because it's hot in there. Once I'm done working out, because I hit it hard, you know, right? You know, I'd go in there making my gains, getting jacked, you know, that kind of thing. After that, I go next door to church where I work. You know, I sit at my desk to just start doing some stuff in the morning, and I am hot. So much so that I brought a little fan from home, and I just have it sitting on my desk, blowing in my face, because I need to cool off, man, right? So yesterday, that routine happens. I go to work. I mean, I go to Planet Fitness. I work out. I go back to church, get some things done. I'm just hot. Felt like I was in a sauna. And then I go right from there, take a quick shower at home. And the shower didn't cool me off too much, right? But then I go to the barber shop to get a haircut, right? So the haircut's happening, and I start sweating. I'm like, I'm so hot. And I'm thinking, is it just me that's this hot right now? So I look up because right next to me is the thermostat, and I see it. It is at 77 degrees. And I'm like, good God, what is going on? What are we doing in here? The temperature is set to terrarium level. But then I notice, because I'm so close, I can read everything, that the temperature is actually set to 72. So the guy who's cutting my hair, he actually owns the place, or at least he's the manager. And I went, and I'm like, bruh, it is 77 in here. And then I was like, I see it set 72. You should call an AC guy, or a tech or something, because something's wrong. And he's like, nah, it's fine. Guy cut my hair, put me on the pay no mind list, and just sort of ignored it. And I'm like, I'm just saying, I know a little something about signs that your AC is not working. If you have it set at 72, it's a 77, we got problems. Like, things are going to break. I just paid $14,000 for a whole new AC unit. So I'm just, okay, you do what you're going to do. But I'm just saying, it's not a comfortable temperature to get your hair cut in. You with me? You get it, right? And also, let me tell you this. I usually get the sides shaved down, and then they use what they call a foil razor. And it's like another like electronic thing, and it takes it down to the skin, right? But this guy's like, I don't do that. I only do straight razor. Whatever. Do the straight razor. So we did that, which costs a little more. Yeah, that's why he does it. Pretty sure he cut me a couple times. But after he was done, you know, I go home, and because my hair, when it gets wet, gets wavy and it looks ridiculous. I don't like it. So I go stop at home before I go back to work to use a straightening iron on my hair to straighten it all out. And a nice sprayed hairspray to keep it. Let me just tell you, the straight razor plus hairspray landing on my scalp burned like the dickens. I don't recommend it. It wasn't good. Not a fan. So, just thought you guys needed to know that for some reason. Anyways, 4th of July just happened, so let's talk a little 4th. I went to some friend's house from church, watched them put on a great firework display. It was a lot of fun. We celebrated America, you know? And that's what the fireworks are for, obviously. Sort of, that's what they represent that we're celebrating. We love America, and we're going to light up the sky with beautiful colors and an assortment of sounds and like booms and whizzes and pops and all that stuff, right? Now, full disclosure, I've never been a firework guy, meaning I enjoy going to, you know, like a city gathering and watching it once a year, whatever like that, a town event, or like this, a friend's house. They did a good job, but I'm not the guy that buys fireworks. I don't want to set them off. I don't want to be a part of that. That's just not my thing, right? And on the 4th of July, I don't mind people shooting off fireworks until whenever, late in the evening, early in the morning. I don't care. It's the 4th. It's all good. Go celebrate. Have a good time. Now, my dogs, they're terrified. One of them even peed in the house a couple times. But again, whatever. It's one day. Go celebrate America. Do what you got to do. But you see, July 5th through the 25th, because that's when usually it happens around here, people just shooting off fire constantly, you're no longer celebrating America. You're becoming a nuisance. You're being a jerk. Not only am I being awoken at all hours of the night from the noise of the fireworks, my dogs losing their mind in the cage, freaking out, anxiety off the charts. And guess what? It's not cute. Not cute at all. On both the 5th and the 6th this year, someone started shooting off, you know, loud fireworks. Seemed like it was in my bedroom, but it was next door or whatever. 10:45, 11 o'clock. And I'm like, come on, man. I'm in full REM sleep. Then I get pulled right out. Can't go back to sleep for hours. Just laying in bed, seething at these buttholes, right? Because here's the thing. You're not celebrating America at this time. No. You just want to make noise and see fireworks. And guess what? You should have done that on the 4th. If you didn't fire them all off on the 4th, sorry. Too bad. So sad. Guess what? Silver lining, you have some extra fireworks for next year. You're ahead of the game for 2026. There you have it. Put them away. Put them in your shed. I don't care what you do. because I was thinking about it. Nobody really understands it. If you love fireworks, you're like, who cares, right? You just, you have no concept of how much of a jerk you're being. But what if you had this big celebration for someone's birthday? You went to their house, you had the cake, you watched them open the gifts, you sang happy birthday, all that stuff. Then the next day, you were minding your business, sleeping, and all of a sudden some bunch of people barge into your room and force you to sing happy birthday again. And then you're like, and then the next night it happens again. And then the third night you're like, look, I already sang. I sang it. We did all this. It's not your birthday anymore. You're like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. People need to think to themselves when they're about to do this, am I causing a disturbance in people's lives? Am I being that guy or gal? Yeah, you are. Knock it off. It's annoying. Because when I hear fire, when I'm awoken by fireworks, not on the 4th, here's what I envision, the conversations, right? First person's like, hey, buddy, I got a whole bunch of extra fireworks left over. And it's 11 at night. Let's go shoot these bad boys off. I mean, they're not going to light themselves. You know what I'm talking about, right? And then the other guy's like, you sure? I mean, it's kind of late. What about the neighbors? And they're like, it's only 11 p.m. on a Tuesday. What nobody's like, what I don't have to go to work tomorrow. And they're like, yeah, but I heard a lot of people do have to go to work, and that's their fault for having responsibilities, trying to get a good night's sleep, bunch of dummies. And then maybe the other guy's like, I hear a lot of dogs freak out about the fireworks going off too. And the other guy's like, well, they shouldn't have stupid pansy dogs that are afraid of fireworks, should they? And then the other last guy's like, you're right, what a bunch of losers, fire them bad boys off. And they're all like, woo, this is the greatest night of my life. It's this, and I'm just irritated. And you guess what? I probably offended some listeners and streamers with this conversation, because fireworks tend to be, you know, a hot button topic. But what can you say? I said what I said. I don't like fireworks after the 4th. This is what it is, and I'm not alone. So while we're on the subject of 4th of July, why not base our devotional on it, right? That's a good idea. Let's do that, right? So, every 4th of July, Americans gather to celebrate the birth of our nation. Well, that's supposed to be the reason, at least. Some people just want to blow things up. I know that. But we should be celebrating, you know, the nation founded on the ideals of liberty and justice and, of course, the pursuit of happiness. And on this day, we, you know, we wear patriotic, you know, outfits. We wave flags, and we sing patriotic songs, and just like I was talking about, we light off fireworks. Oh, and we should be, you know, remembering the courage of the people who, you know, secured our independence, all those things. These are all things we should do on the 4th. But as believers in Jesus Christ, we're also invited to reflect on a deeper kind of freedom, a freedom that wasn't won through war or secured by governments, or, you know, it's a freedom that only comes from God. And just so you know, the Bible does speak quite often of liberty, but it's not political liberty. It's a spiritual liberty, the kind of freedom that, you know, breaks the chains of sin, fear, and ultimately death. On Independence Day, you know, the 4th of July, we should always take a moment to celebrate our freedom in Christ and how it should shape our gratitude, our lives, and even our role as citizens, because true freedom comes through Christ. And while our national freedom that we have is a blessing and it's definitely worthy of celebration, the truest and most lasting freedom is spiritual. Jesus said in John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And this freedom is not dependent on laws or politics. It's the freedom from sin, freedom from shame, and freedom from the power of death. A freedom purchased not with, you know, guns or muskets and cannons and all that, but with the blood of Christ on the cross. Paul writes in Galatians 5:1, It is for freedoms Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit against the yoke of slavery. And then when the word slavery is brought up and when we think about it, we probably think of people being, you know, used as property, forced to do something for someone else, you know, that type of thing. The Israelites in Egypt, things like that. But there's a different kind of slavery that we were all a part of. We were all once slaves, but we were held captive to sin and to selfishness, to the ways of the world. And some are still shackled in those things. You know, those people who do not know Jesus. But the good news is Jesus came to redeem us, to liberate us from the tyranny of the flesh and invite us into his kingdom of light. And this means our ultimate loyalty is not to a flag or a country, but to a king who reigns forever. Our freedom in him is not fragile or temporary. It's eternal. Now, since we have this freedom, which is great, there is a caveat to this, you see. Because freedom requires responsibility. Freedom is not just, you know, a license to do whatever you want. That's actually called anarchy. Our freedom is the power to do what is right. Paul reminds us in Galatians 5:13, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love to serve one another." True freedom is not self-serving. It is God-honoring. As Christians, we're called to live responsibly, to be good stewards of both our spiritual and national freedoms. Just as Americans have responsibilities to vote, to serve, and to uphold justice, Christians have responsibilities to live holy lives, to love our neighbors, to spread the gospel, all those things. Peter echoes this in 1 Peter 2:16. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. And I know this sounds pretty strange when I say this, but the Christian freedom is that we're most free when we become servants of Christ. So knowing that, we should have, you know, gratitude on our earthly freedom. Now, I don't want anybody listening to think that I'm anti-celebrating Independence Day or anything like that, because while our ultimate freedom is in Christ, we shouldn't overlook the blessings of, you know, living in a nation where we can worship freely, pray publicly, and we can proclaim the gospel without any fear of repercussions. Many around the world don't share this privilege. As Paul urged Timothy, we should pray for kings and all who are in high positions that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. So we definitely ought to be thankful for all the liberties afforded to us by our country and to use them wisely. Our freedom of religion should lead us to deeper faithfulness. Our freedom of speech should be used to proclaim the truth. Our freedom to gather should inspire us to build community in the church. All of those rights or liberties given to us by living in America, all those things absolutely should be celebrated. They should be celebrated well, you know, with fireworks and parties and singing and all that stuff. But I also think on Independence Day, we should also be moved to thank God, not just our citizenship in the United States, but more importantly, for our citizenship in heaven. As fireworks, you know, light the night sky and patriotic songs echo through our neighborhoods, on Independence Day, we should also reflect on the light we're called to be in the world. Jesus said in Matthew 5:14, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." And interestingly, that same phrase, "a city upon a hill," was used by early American settlers to describe their vision for a new land rooted in biblical principles. So what if our lives reflect that same calling? What if in our celebration we also committed ourselves to being those cities on a hill, beacons of grace, hope, truth in a darkened world? Going forward, let's honor the 4th of July, not just with fireworks and flags, but with faithfulness. Let our gratitude lead to action. Let our freedom lead to worship. When we celebrate our country's independence, Let us also celebrate our complete dependence on Christ, the one who gives freedom that no government can create and no enemy can take away. So I'm just going to close with this scripture, and then I'll see you next Wednesday. 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Have a great week.